Tere kõigile!
Hello everybody!
Enne kui edasi läheme, ma palvetan.
So before we go forth, I'll pray as well.
Issand, ma annan selle järgneva jutluse täiesti sinu kätte.
So I'll give you this preach into your hands, God.
Issand, ma palun, et sinu tahe sündiga.
I pray your will be done.
Et selles jutluses ei oleks mind.
So there will be not much of me in this talk.
Vaid sina, Issand.
But you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Elame väga põneval ajal, kas pole?
Isn't it exciting times that we live in now?
See on tegelikult klišee, millega algavad praegu enamus igasuguseid koosolekuid.
So whatever meeting you arrive at, this is how they usually start it these days.
Aga tegelikult ka, kui sa mõtled ja vaatad enda ümber.
But if you think about it and look around you.
Kas oled tähele pannud, kuidas meid hirmutatakse?
Have you noticed how they try to scare us?
Kuidas meile iga päev valetatakse.
And how they lie to us every single day.
Kuidas meie usaldust Jumalassegi pannakse proovile iga päev.
And every day our trust in the Lord is tested.
Jeesus on kui palju kordi piiblis öelnud, et ärge kartke.
And how many times Jesus has said in the Bible, do not be afraid.
Kui palju on Jeesus öelnud, et ärge muretsege.
How many times he has said, do not worry.
Ta on meil lausa käskinud mitte hirmu tunda.
So he has actually commanded us not to fear.
Ära karda sa pisike karjake.
Don't be afraid, you little flock.
Sest teie isal on hea meel anda teile kuningriik.
Because your father in heaven is pleased to give you the kingdom.
Niimoodi ütles Jeesus.
That's what Jesus said.
Aga selleks, et mitte karta.
But in order not to be afraid.
Peab sinu usaldus olema õiges kohas.
Your trust has to be in the right place.
Kus su usaldus on?
Where is your trust?
Mida sa usaldad?
What do you trust in?
Või keda sa usaldad?
Or who do you trust?
Ja selleks, et mitte muretsada, peab ka sinu usaldus olema õiges kohas.
So that you wouldn't worry, your trust needs to be in the right place.
Praegusel ajal rohkem kui kunagi varem.
So now more than ever before.
Saad sa usaldada ainult isa taevas.
You can trust only in your heavenly father.
Sa saad oma usalduse panna ainult Jeesusele.
You can put your trust only solely in Jesus Christ.
Sa saad oma otsustes usaldada ainult püha vaimu häält.
You can trust only the Holy Spirit in any one of your decisions.
Sest kui sa kuulad neid valesid, millel on tihti teaduse silt.
If you listen to this lies, often they are labeled as science.
Statistika.
Statistics.
Siis sa väga kergesti oled kadunud.
It's very easy to get lost.
Sest see on kõige lihtsam viis sulle iga päev valetada.
Because it is the easiest way to lie to you every day.
Isegi kui sa vaatad uudiseid, siis sa tegelikult ei saa isegi neid, seda, mida sa näed, enam usaldada.
And even if you look at the news, you cannot actually trust what you see from there.
Nägin sellel nädalal ühte saadet, kus näidati, kuidas on võimalik juba tehnoloogia abil luua selline video, kus keegi, keda sa tunned, räägib midagi, mida sulle tahetakse, et sa usuks, aga tegelikult seda ei ole olnud.
I saw this actually this documentary, this program about that these days it's possible with technology to make a person you might know or know what they look like, sound like, to say things that they wanted to say and it looks real.
See tähendab, oma silm ei ole ammu enam kuningas.
So it's the truth that you cannot trust your own eye, you know, for long times now.
Ja kui nende hirmutamiste tõttu sa kaotad oma töö.
And because of these scare tactics that they have, you would lose your job.
Või sa ei saa lihtsalt seda tööd, mida sa muidu saaksid.
Or you won't get the job that you would get otherwise.
Siis ära karda.
Then do not be afraid.
Pane oma usaldus Jumalale.
Put your trust in God.
Ja sa jääd võitjaks.
And you will be a victor in the end.
Olgu need finantsmured.
Let them be a financial trouble.
Tervise mured.
Or your health trouble.
Ära karda.
Do not be afraid.
Su taevan isa näeb ja mida sa vajad.
Your heavenly father sees and knows what you need.
Kui sa usaldad teda.
If you trust in him.
Ja küsid talt leiba.
And ask for a bread from him.
Ta ei anna sulle kivi.
He's not going to give you a stone.
Kui sa küsid talt kala.
If you ask for a fish.
Ta ei anna sulle madu.
He's not going to give you a snake.
Jeesus on öelnud, tulge minu juurde kõik.
Jesus has said, come to me all of you.
Kes olete vaevatud ja koormatud.
Who you are weary and burdened.
Mina annan teile hingamise.
I will give you rest.
Tee oma osa ustavalt.
Just do your part faithfully.
Hoides usalduse Jeesusel.
keeping your trust in him.
Juba Eedeni aias madu üritas Eeva usaldust Jumala vastu kõigutada.
And already in the garden of Eden, the snake was trying to challenge Eve's trust in God.
Tõtse, et Jumal keelas sulle hea ja kurja tundmise puust süüa lihtsalt selle pärast, and et sa ei saaks targaks.
He said, you know, God has forbidden you from eating this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Just so that you wouldn't get smart, wise.
Ja Eva mõtles, et äkki tõesti.
And Eve was thinking, yeah, maybe really.
Miks ta nii tegi?
Why did he do it like that?
Siis ma võiksin ju tegelikult ikka natukene võtta.
Maybe then I should try some.
Räägin loo sellest, kuidas innustava loo, kuidas hoida usaldus Jeesusele, kuidas see tegelikult viib edasi.
And I want to tell you a quick story of how we can keep our trust in Jesus and how it will take us forward.
Selline missionär nagu vend Andrew.
There is this missionary called Brother Andrew.
Ta võttis varju nime sellepärast, et teda ei oleks võimalik kergesti ära identifitseerida.
So he had this alias name, just so that he wouldn't be identified so easily.
Hollandi missionär, kes teise maailmasõja järgselt pühendas oma elu sellele.
And so it's a missionary from Holland who after the Second World War dedicated his life to.
Selleks, et kommunistlikesse riikidesse smugeldada piibleid.
To take Bibles into the communist countries.
Sest sellel ajal see piibleid kommunistlikes riikides oli väga vähe. Need olid väga tehtud võimude poolt väga raskesti kätte saadavaks.
So it's because in those days the Bibles, they almost were non-existent in the communist countries. All the governments were trying to destroy them.
Mõnel kogudusel ei olnud isegi pastoril piiblit.
In some churches even the pastor didn't have a Bible.
Ja selle missiooni päris alguses.
And in the very beginning of this mission.
Kui Andrew oli alles siis Inglismaale, ta läks Inglismaale missionäride kooli.
So when Brother Andrew, he was in England, he went to England to like a missionary school.
Ja selle kooli sõge juhtlause või slogan oli, et usalda Jumalat.
And like the slogan for this school was trust in God.
Ja ühel päeval saadeti siis need õpilased välja oma elu esimesele missioni reisile läbi Šotima.
And so one day this group of students, they were sent out on their first missionary journey to different towns in Scotland.
Andrew läks viieses grupis.
And Andrew went in a group of five.
Igal õpilasele anti ühe naelane raha täht kaasa.
And everybody was given £1 coin.
Ja öeldi, et selle eest peate te katma ära kõik oma reisikulud.
And said to the students, with this you have to cover all of your travel expenses.
Majutus, toitlustus.
Your accommodation and your food.
Kui tahate mingit reklaami teha.
Or if you want to do some advertisement.
Kõik.
Everything.
Ja Andrew mõtleb, et kõik selle peab ära katma.
And Andrew thought, all of this we have to cover.
Ja siis õpetaja ütleb, et hullem veel.
And then the teacher said, you know, even worse.
Tagasi tulles pead sa selle naela tagasi andma koolile.
When you come back, you have to give this pound back to the school.
Ja Andrew mõtleb, et siis me veedame küllist enamuse ajast nagu annetusi kerjates.
And then he thought, like, then we probably will spend most of our time begging for, you know, alms.
Üks reegel veel.
And then he said, don't know, there's another rule.
Ise ei tohi raha küsida.
You are not allowed to ask for money from anybody.
Ja siis nad lähevad ja nad ei küsi kunagi kelleltki raha.
And so they go and they never ask from anybody for money.
Kui nad jutlustavad, siis üheski koguduses nad kunagi ei maini oma raha vajadust.
And when they are preaching, they are not allowed to mention their need of money.
Ja ometi takka järgi vaadates ta ütleb, et alati oli kuidagi raha olemas.
And then he says that looking back, somehow always there was enough.
Alati keegi kuskil andis või saatis ilma, et nad oleks küsinud.
Somebody always somewhere was giving them or sending them some money without them asking.
Ja need oli reegel, et alati 24 tunni jooksul nad annavad kõigelt saadult kümnise Jumalale.
And then they had this rule also that in 24 hours, whatever they received, they can give 10% back to the Lord.
Ja siis ühel õhtul üks nende kambast pärast edukat evangeelset koosolekut.
So one of them from the group after a successful, you know, meeting like this.
Ütleb nagu näiliselt täiesti läbi mõtlematult, et ja järgmisel õhtul siis kell 4 tulge tagasi tee õhtule.
And then he says after the meeting, you know, almost not thinking about it, and tomorrow 4 o'clock come back, we're gonna have a tea evening.
Kaasad küsivad, et kust me võtame selle tee?
And then this group, the guys in the group ask, and where do you think we get this tea from?
Ja veel hullem.
And even worse?
Šotimaal ei ole tee kunagi tee ilma koogita. Kust me selle koogi võtame?
In Scotland, you know, it's not you can't serve tea without serving a cake. So where do we get the cake from?
Õnneks alguses kõik tundub, et võtab jumet, et üks kuulajatest tuleb pakub, et mina võin tuua suhkru.
And then you know, at first it seems all going very very well. The one of the listeners comes and look, I can bring some sugar tomorrow.
Teine ütleb, mina võin piima tuua.
Next one says I can bring some milk.
Aga kook on ikka puudu.
But the cake is missing.
Siis poisid on väga innukad palvetama ja täis usku, et hommikuks on kook kuskilt olemas.
And so they are praying, you know, full of faith. By the morning we will have the cake from somewhere as well.
Aga hommikul kooki ei ole.
But there's no cake anywhere.
Siis tuleb mingi kiri.
And then they receive an envelope, a letter.
Ja kõik avavad selle hästi niimoodi entusiastlikult, et raudselt on see raha sees.
They're opening it like with full enthusiasm. Definitely there will be some money in it.
Aga ei ole.
But there's no money in the envelope.
Siis astub naaber läbi.
And then the neighbor comes.
Kas teil on vaja selleks tee õhtuks mingit abi?
And you know, he asks, do you need any help with this tea night?
Ja kõigil on keele peal öelda, et kook.
And everybody want to say, we need a cake.
Aga ei saa öelda.
But they're not allowed.
Naaber läheb ära.
And the neighbor leaves.
Pool tundi enne seda välja kuulutud aega, 15.30.
So half an hour before the meeting was starting, 3.30.
Nad panevad vee keema.
They start the kettle, the boil the water.
Kooki ei ole.
There's no cake.
Ja siis 15.45.
Then 3.45.
Toob mingi kuller pakki.
This delivery guy comes with the package.
Ütleb, et tegelikult meil on juba see kandepäev nagu läbi.
And he said, actually, the you know delivery times are over today.
Aga see tundub mingi toidu asja olema, et ma ei tahaks seda üleöö hoida enda käes.
But this looks like some food item, so I don't want to keep it overnight.
Siis nad teevad selle kasti lahti.
And they open this package.
Ja seal on mingi hiiglaslik šokoladikook.
And there is a massive chocolate cake in it.
Saadetud Andrew nimele.
And it was sent to brother Andrew.
Jumal teab kelle poolt.
And nobody knows who sent it.
Et kui see usaldus on lõpuni Jumalal,
So if you trust is fully in the Lord,
siis sa jääd võitjaks.
You will always be a victor.
Teine lugu läheb ajaloos päris palju kaugemale tagasi.
And going further back in history, another story.
Umbes aastal 635.
And this is a year 635 or so.
Inglismaal oli selline pühak nagu Aidan.
And there was this saint called Aidan in England.
Ta oli seal Põhja-Inglismaa ühe kuningriigi, siis kuningas Osvaldi poolt kutsutud oma rahvast evangeliseerima.
So in one of those northern kingdoms, King Oswald invited him to preach the gospel to his, you know, subjects.
Aga see rahvas oli seal selline pehmet öeldes väga usu suhtes tõrges.
But this, you know, this, the people in this, this kingdom, they were very, very resistant to any faith or any religion.
Ja kui Aidan oli oma munkadega sinna kohale jõudnud.
And so when Aidan arrived there with his monks.
Ja kuigi väga palju tööd oli ees.
And there was a lot of work to do.
Nii vaimulikus mõttes kui kõige praktilisemas mõttes.
In a spiritual sense and in all the practical things they had to do.
Ütles Aidan oma munkadele.
Aidan said to his monks.
Järgmised 40 päeva.
For the next 40 days.
Me ei tee mitte midagi muud.
We're not gonna do anything else.
Kui palvetame.
Except for prayer.
Ja kuulame Jumalat.
And listening to God.
Aidan ütles, et tihti miks missioonid ebaõnnestuvad on see.
Aidan said often why this missions are fail.
Et missionärid sukelduvad Jumalast rääkima.
So the missionaries, they start to talk about God.
Enne kui nad on piisavalt Jumalaga ise rääkinud.
Before they have spoken with God enough.
Aidan teadis, et selleks, et need inimesed oleksid valmis Jumalat nägema ja vastu võtma.
So Aidan knew that for these people to see and receive God.
Peab Jumal andma nendele selged juhised, kuidas nende inimest on jõuda.
He knew that he needs very direct guides from the Lord, guidelines from the Lord, how to do it, how
ja,
to get
inimesed
this
peavad nägema, et Aidan oma munkadega tõeliselt naudib Jumala ligiolu.
And the people have to see that Aidan and his monks, they enjoy the presence of God.
Ja tõesti, kas ka sul vahel on elus, kus sa tunned, et enne kui sa saad nagu mingi teemaga edasi minna,
Tead
see kuulma Jumalat rääkimas.
Is it sometimes in your life as well, that you know before you can go forward with something in your life, you need to hear the voice of the Lord?
Palvetamiseks kulutatud aeg ei ole kunagi raisatud aeg.
And the time we spend on prayer, it's never wasted.
Mul on nii meeles, kuidas Kristjan mulle kunagi ütles.
I remember how Chris told me once.
Et kui sul on valida.
So if you have a choice.
Kas kulutada järel jäänud kahest tunnist üks.
And so to spend... One of the 2 hours that you have left
palvetamisele
on prayer
ja jääb ainult üks tund veel töö tegemiseks
and you only have 1 hour left to do the work
või teha kõik need 2 tundi tööd
or do the work for these 2 hours
siis rohkem ja paremini saad sa tehtud esimesel juhul kui sa palvetad enne
you will achieve more if you do the first option when you pray first
ja tõesti nende selle usalduse kõigutamise kontekstis
and in this place where we are when our trust is being shaken
praegu paljusid kaasaartud mind on survestatud ähvardades töökoha ära võtmisega
you know a lot of us have been sort of pressurized you know by the threats of us losing our jobs
kui ma ei tee teatud süsti
if I don't take the shot
või kaks
Or two of them.
Või no viimast uudiste järgi juba kolm.
Or latest news, 3 shots.
Ja kuna mul selle nimetatud süsti, kaitsesüsti osas.
And because me personally, you know, with this shot of protection.
Oli sügav isiklik veendumus, et Jumal ei kutsu mind seda tegema.
I had a very strong conviction that God is not asking me to do it.
Ja ma ei ütle, et see kehtib kõigile nii.
I'm not telling anybody should do this like that.
Siis ma tundsin, et ma ei saa anda inimlikule survele järele.
Then I just, you know, felt I cannot give in to the human pressure.
Ja ma ütlesin seda ka tööandjale.
And I told this to my employee.
Et ma teen seda, kui Jumal kutsub mind seda tegema.
I said I only do it if God asks me to do it.
Aga kuni mul on veendumus, et see ei ole Jumalast.
And but until I have this conviction that it's not of the Lord.
Siis ma olen valmis kasvõi tööd lahkuma.
I'm willing to leave this job.
Ja sellise usalduse täielikult Jumalale panemisele.
And just putting all of my trust in God in this matter.
Ja kommunikeerides seda ka nendele hirmutajatele.
And also to communicate this to my, you know, scarers.
siis tegelikult, nüüd on juba hea näha, et tegelikult see töötab.
And it's very awesome to see that it actually works.
Ma näen, kuidas need ähvardajad respekteerivad minu seisukohta.
I see how these scarers, they actually respect my opinion.
Ja kuidas nad on 3 sammu tagasi oma surve võtnud.
And they have taken back their pressure, you know, like 3 steps.
Õndsad on need, keda õiguse pärast tagasi kiusatakse.
And it says, Jesus says that blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
Nii et kui ka sind hirmutatakse ja üritatakse muretsema panna.
And if they are scaring you and... threatening you and try to make you worry.
Kui sa usaldad Jeesust, siis sa igal juhul ei jää kaotajaks.
If you trust Jesus, you can never lose.
Teine asi, mis on tähtis, on see, et sa usud enda väärtust oma taevase isa silmis.
And the second thing that's very important is that you believe in the worth that you have in the eyes of your heavenly father.
Et sa ei lase ennast enda usaldust Jumala vastu kuidagi kõigutada.
So you won't let the trust you have in him to be shaken.
Ja sa usud, et ta tahab sulle anda ainult parimat.
And you can believe that he only wants the best for you.
Selline nagu lapse meelsus.
And this is like a childlike faith.
Lapse meelsus nagu just sellise lapsiku usu mõttes.
And you know, being like a child in terms of faith.
Ja ka selles mõttes, et sa usud, et sa oled Jumala laps.
And also like believing that you are a child of God.
Mitte ori.
Not a slave.
Et see lapse meelsus nagu vastandina sellisele ohvri meelsusele.
And this is like the you know like being like a child in comparison to like this victim mentality.
Sest see ohvrimeelsus on nagu selline mõtteviis, et mina ei saa seda endale lubada.
You know, the victim mentality is saying things like, oh, I cannot afford this.
Mina ei vääri.
I don't deserve this.
Kogu maailm on mulle võll, kui ma olen kannataja.
The whole world, you know, is letting me down. I am the victim here.
See sama vend Andrew, kellest ma ennist rääkisin.
And the same brother Andrew I was telling you earlier about.
Ustav missionär.
This faithful servant of the Lord.
Kogu raha, mis talle annetati, mis tal vähegi oli.
All the money that he received as donations or whatever he had.
Kõik läks missioni töösse.
All of it went into the missionary work.
Ta oma naise ja väikeste lastega.
So him and his wife and the little kids.
Elasid ääretult askeetlikes tingimustes.
So they lived in a very, very simple conditions.
Oma Andrew, venna ja õega jagasid sama maja.
And so they were sharing the house with Andrew's brother and sister.
Riided, mida nad ise ja mida nende lapsed kantsid.
The clothes that he himself and the kids were wearing.
Need pärinesid nendest annetatud riietest, mis pidid minema natsi koonduslaagrite sellu jäänutale.
And you know they were from these packs of donated clothes that were meant for the survivors of the Nazi camps, concentration camps.
Ja ühel päeval Andrew avab ühe kirja nendest paljudest, mida ta kogu aeg sai.
And then one day Andrew opens one of these letters, of the many letters he received all the time.
Seal on natukene raha.
And there is a little bit of money in it.
Juures väike kiri.
And there is a little letter with it.
See raha on sulle isiklikuks tarbeks.
This money is for your personal use.
Ära kasuta seda oma missionideks.
Do not use it for the missionary work.
Ja Andrew jääb mõttesse ja on väga liigutatud.
And Andrew, you know, is thoughtful and moved inside.
Ja kirjutab, kuigi tal oli nii palju kirjut, tal oli üks kuu ajane selline oote nimekirjad vastata saabunud kirjadele.
And, you know, even though he had a month full of unanswered letters.
Vastas ta sellele kohe.
He answered this one straight away.
Ja kirjutas, et jah, tõesti aitäh, sest noh, ma olengi elanud nii, et ma endale midagi ei võta.
And he says, thank you, that I have actually lived, I have never taken anything from myself.
Elan lihtsalt ja kannan neid abipaki riideid.
I live simply and wear these donated clothes.
Ja siis see naine, kes selle kirja ja raha oli saatnud, kirjutab tal uuesti.
And then this lady who had sent this letter and this money writes again.
Ja see kirja on väga jõuline.
And this letter is powerful.
Ta ütleb, et ela ise ka oma õpetuse järgi.
It says in there, live yourself according to what you teach.
Näita oma usku.
Show your faith.
Miks sa elad nii tagasihoidlikult ega luba endale midagi?
Why do you live like holding yourself back like this and don't allow anything?
Kas sa ei usu, et sinu taevane isa tahab sulle parimat?
Do you not believe that your heavenly father wants the best for you?
Ja see oli üks oluline pöördepunkt Andrew isiklikus elus ja suhtes Jumalaga.
And this was a very significant turning point in Andrew's personal life and his relationship with God.
Siis see pühak Aidan Inglismaal, kellest ma ka rääkisin.
And Saint Aidan from England, I told you about as well.
Ta käis Inglismaal paigast paika alati jalgsi.
And he used to walk from place to place wherever he went.
Ja vahel võtsid need vahemaade läbimised nädalaid.
And sometimes it took weeks to get to the next place they were going.
Ja ühel päeval kuningas Oswald ütles, et miks sa käid igal pool jala?
And then one day this king Oswald says, why are you walking everywhere?
Ta ütles, et las ma kingin sulle oma parima hobuse.
And this king says, let me give you as a gift the best horse that I have.
Ja kellel on ka parimad need sadul, nahast sadul.
With the best saddle.
Ja Aidan tunneb ennast ebamugavalt seda kingitust vastu võttes.
And Aidan is very uncomfortable, you know, receiving this present.
Aga ometi ta lõpuks soostub selle vastu võtma.
But then he actually, you know, takes it.
Ja alustab siis sealt järjekordset teekonda sealt kuninga juurest ära.
And so as he is leaving this palace of the king or this place of the king.
Ja teel näeb ta ühte kerjust.
And as he is walking, he sees this beggar.
Ja tal ei ole mitte midagi endal.
And he doesn't have anything on himself.
Et ütleb ka sellele selle kerjusele, et, et mul ei ole mitte midagi muud sulle anda.
And he says to this beggar as well, I don't have anything else to give you.
Kui see obune.
Than this horse.
Ja ta kingib selle obuse kerjusele.
And he gives this horse to this beggar.
Ja kerjus on nagu täiesti nagu hirmunud.
And this beggar, he is scared, he's afraid.
Ta mõtleb, et kus siin see konks on.
He thinks, what is the catch?
Et mis mees see selline on?
Who is this person?
Ta ei oska hobust isegi juhtida.
This beggar, he doesn't even know how to lead this horse.
Aidan õpetab talle paar lihtsalt võtet, kuidas hobusega hakkama saada.
And so Aidan teaches him a couple of, you know, ways to handle the horse.
Ja ütleb, et müü see hobune ära ja sul on raha küllalt.
And he says, go and sell this horse and you'll have money enough.
Ja veel enam, et see sadul on veel rohkem väärt.
And he said, and this saddle, it's actually worth even more.
Mõne aja pärast on Aidan tagasi selle hobuse kinkinud kuningas Oswaldi lossis.
And so a little while later Aidan is back in the castle with this King Oswald.
Ja ta näeb Oswaldi olekust juba, et ta juba teab, mis on juhtunud
and selle hobusega. And he can sense, you know, just seeing Oswald that yeah, he probably knows what's happened.
Ja kui kuningas viimaks rääkima hakkab.
And so finally when the king starts to speak to him.
Ta ütleb Aidan.
And this is Aidan.
Üks asi ei mahu mulle pähe.
I can't understand this one thing.
Miks sa selle hobuse kohe nii ruttu pidid ära kinkima?
Why did you have to give away this horse so quickly?
Ma oleksin ju võinud anda sulle mingi vana kronu.
I could have given you like the one of the old horses.
Ja Aidan ütleb.
And Aidan says.
Kas mina Jumala lapsena olen kuidagi teistmoodi kui see kerjus Jumala lapsena?
And Aidan answers, am I as a child of God? Somehow more significant than this beggar as a child of God.
Sest meie taevane isi tahab meile kõigile ju parimat.
Our heavenly father wants the best for all of us.
Me kõik oleme tema lapsed.
We're all his kids.
Kuningas Oswald eemaldub aknast välja vaatama.
And King Oswald, he steps away, looks out of the window.
Ja Aidanil hakkab juba kahju, et äkki ta auväärsed kuningat nüüd ikka natukene liiga palju solvas.
And Aidan is, you know, thinking to himself, have I offended him too much, this king?
Ja siis hetke pärast tuleb kuningas tagasi.
And this king comes back in a moment.
Langeb põlvili Aidani ette.
And he kneels down in front of Aidan.
Ja ütleb, ma enam kunagi ei kritiseeri sind selle eest.
And I will never, he says, I will never... Be critical of you again for this.
Kui palju oma aega või vara sa kulutad Jumala laste peale?
Of how much time or wealth you spend on the children of God.
Nii et selline lapsemeelne usk, et Jumal tahab meile parimat.
This childlike faith that God wants the best for us.
Ja ka minu ja meie pere isiklikus elus meil on sellist... orjameelset mõtlemist tegelikult olnud aastaid.
And you know, in me and my family, we've had this this like a slave thinking for years.
Mis tuleb juba minu lapsepõlvest kaasa.
And it just comes with me from my childhood.
Meil kunagi ei olnud palju raha.
We never had a lot of money.
Ja ma alati tundsin lapsena, et meie pere on vaene.
And I always felt as a kid as well that our family is poor.
Ja hilisemas elus, kui mul ka oli.
And in the later life when I did have
siis minu mõtteviis
my mindset
oli juba selline orjalik ja vähese usuga.
It was like, you know, in slavery, there wasn't much faith.
Et mina ei saa seda endale lubada.
I can't afford this.
Kui me valime lapsele jalatseid, siis me hinnaskaalal kuskilt maalt edasi enam ei vaatagi, mis seal on.
So no, when we are like trying to find the shoes for our kids, there's like a certain price point. We don't want even look what's more expensive than that.
Minu põhiväljandid olid, no kunagi vaatame.
And my, you know, most common thing to say was, oh, we'll maybe later we can have.
Tegin alati eelarveid, kuu eelarveid.
I was always making a budget for the month.
Ja kui kohvikus vaatasin, et teised pereliikmed olid juba niimoodi julgelt tellinud.
When we were in a cafe and I saw all my other family members had ordered quite boldly.
Siis endale jätsin näiteks joogi võtmata.
So for myself I maybe didn't take the drink.
Või võtsin kõige odavama toidu. Ei, ma tahangi seda, see on hea.
I took the cheapest meal and said, oh, that's the one I want. It's very good.
Mitte seda, mida ma tegelikult oleksin võib-olla tahtnud.
Not the one that I actually wanted.
Aga ma arvan, et minu elus üks suur läbimurre tuligi sellel hetkel, kui oli esimene kord, kui ma kaotasin töö.
And I think a big breakthrough came in my own life when it was the first time I lost my job.
Ja kui me, noh, sõna otseses mõttes elasime usus.
And like in the straightest meaning of this word, we lived by faith.
Ja kuidas sai selgeks, et tegelikult Jumal alati annab.
And we realized God always will give.
Ta on ustav.
He's always faithful.
Ta tahab meile parimat.
He wants the best for us.
Ja pärast seda ma olen hakanud teistmoodi mõtlema ja meie, noh, tänu meie pere.
And after this I've started to think different and my whole family.
Et kui meil parasegu raha on.
If you have money.
Ja kui meil on unistus, mida me tahame või nägemus, mida me vajame.
And if you have like a dream what we want or we have an idea of what we need.
Siis usalduses Jumala vastu.
Then in trusting God.
Et tema tahab meile parimat anda.
That he wants to give us the best.
Ja ei jäta meid selle eest võlgu, et me parima saime.
And he will not leave us in debts just because we receive the best.
Siis ta varustab meid.
Then he will provide for us.
Ja elu ongi tõestanud, et
And life has proven.
Tavaliselt täpselt siis, kui raha saab otsa, nulli.
You know, most often exactly when in the last euro is spent and zero is left.
Siis just midagi juhtub, et tuleb. Jälle juurde.
Something happens and a little bit more will come.
Väikeste juppide kaupa.
Just a small amounts.
Päevake või nädalake jälle edasi.
A day forward or a week forward.
Ja ta ei tule enne, kui sa sinna nulli jõuad.
And it doesn't come before you actually reach
Jumal
zero.
Nagu testiks meie usku.
So God is testing our faith.
Et kui palgapäev on veel pool kuud minna.
And there's half a month left until the payday.
Siis kas sa julged Täna said vajadusi maksta ära, kuigi sa jõuad nulli.
Are you willing or bold enough to spend on what you need today, even though it will take you to zero?
Või sa hakkad eelarvestama, jagame 14 päevaga järele jäänud summa, saame tänase päeva summa.
Are you gonna do a budget and think I have to divide it by 14 and then I know how much I can spend today?
Ja ka kogudusena selle see sama saali eest.
And even this room here has a church.
Kuidas me palvetasime selles usus.
We were praying in faith.
Et meie taevan isa tahab meile anda parimat.
That our heavenly father wants to give us the best.
Sellist kohta, kus inimestel on logistiliselt hea tulla.
A place where it's easy to get to.
Mida me jaksame maksta, ei jää võlgu.
That we can afford to pay and won't go in debt.
Ja mis oleks meie kasutuses püsivalt.
And something that we can have in our use 24/7.
Kus me saame lisaks pühapäevadele ka nädala sees oma koosolekuid pidada.
Where we can do meetings in the weekdays as well, not just on Sunday.
Ja issand vastas meie palvetele.
And the Lord has answered our prayers.
Me usaldasime teda.
We were trusting in him.
Palvetasime.
Asking him.
Ei kiirustanud valikuga.
We weren't rushing with our choice.
Kuni me tundsime ära, et Jumala soosing on sellel kohal.
When we sense that the favor of God is upon this place.
Kui sa vahel ka mõtled nagu nii, et mul on, aga ma ei julge nagu ära anda.
Sometimes you might think that I have, but I don't dare to give it away.
Sest mis pärast saab?
So what's going to happen afterwards?
Siis võibolla täna on hea panna tagasi see usaldus sinna ainsasse õigesse kohta.
So maybe today is a good day to put your trust back in the right place.
Palvetada ja usaldada ainult meie taevast isa.
To pray and just trust only in your heavenly father.
Mitte alistuda hirmutajatele ja ähvardajatele.
Not to, you know, give in to the scarers and the threateners.
Fookus hoida ainult Jumalal.
Keep your focus on the Lord.
Sest tema ju teab, mida me vajame.
He knows what we need.
Nagu Jeesus on öelnud, otsige esmalt Jumala riike, siis seda kõike antakse teile pealegi.
Like Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added to you as well.
Ära karda.
Do not be afraid.
Oota issandat ja tema lahendusi.
Wait upon the Lord and on his answers. Amen.